plead with these guys before we do this to not play too fast. Please.
So Brian did a whole album not too far from that tree. I'm right here, Brian. Hi. Hi. And you know, if we were going to talk about influences or guitar heroes, that album is full of them. So you want to talk a little bit about some of those influences from your album and let the other guys talk about who their guitar influences were as well?
Yeah, sure. Well, you know, luckily one of the great things about bluegrass and this kind of flat picking and all this kind of stuff is a lot of the guys that we all grew up listening to are still alive, and it's great to be able to know them. So Doc Watson, it was great for me to have all the records. Norman Blake, Dan Crary, Jack Lawrence, and Tony, one record was to go around and as much as I could just to people's houses or some location near there that was quieter than their house, and just record. I had a little mobile rig that I put together with some mics and would show up. So I went to George Shuffler's house in Valley, North Carolina, and sat in the living room and played. Went to Earl Scruggs' house. It was really, really neat to do it that way. It's one thing to have influences, but to be able to get to know them and to kind of be able to hang out and talk about things other than guitar, just to hear, you know, Tony Rice's opinion of politics is, you know, can be enlightening as is Jeeber. Guitar suffers. So it's been great to know these guys
I grew up playing electric guitar, so a lot of my influences are electric blues players, and it was at this very festival. I was here by accident, kind of, and there was a guitar workshop with Jack Lawrence and Doc Watson, and I sat right in front, and at that moment is when I wanted to get an acoustic guitar from Gray Fox Bluegrass Festival. So Doc Watson certainly, and then kind of got into Clarence White and Tony Rice and stuff. And then, you know, there's this guitar player. I don't know if you've seen the program, but there was a guitar workshop. Now there's a guy has a very similar name to you, except he spells it with a Y, B-R-Y-A-N. Yeah, so Brian Sutton, I think, is one of them. Yeah. But you know, guys like Brian getting to hear, you know, them take the guitar to a whole new place and stuff has been an amazing influence. It's amazing to be up here with Brian, actually, for me. So.
All right, well, I never really considered myself too much of a flat picker, per se. And one of the wonderful things about playing Cajun music is there's not really so many guitar players to have to listen to and be mocked by. And bluegrass has such a great, outstanding record of Clarence White and Tony Rice and Brian and Andy, all these great players. And I feel that in Cajun guitar and kind of the swing stuff we play, I also don't really listen to guitar players. I'm more into horns and things like that. It's kind of great to have that open feel to be able to just kind of, in a way, invent the style, I think. Because it doesn't really exist so much. But it's really great to get together with these guys and just get piped. So that's fun. It's going to be a little different. And I think we got something that we might be able to do together. A fiddle tune, kind of a Texas fiddle tune, oddly enough, called Texas Cales.
Thank you.
you see that? Let me answer it.
Secret, they said your order was 2 days.